Welcome or welcome back to Readability. If you didn't know already, this is a kid podcast that's all about reading. Don't know a good book to read? Visit Readability and I'll help you out. Every Saturday, I'll either read, review, or recommend different books just for you. Lay back and listen to this week's episode. Let's get started. Fun fact. So, okay, initially I was actually going to do a review of the second book in this series, Unravel Me by Taha Ramafi, but I didn't realize that I haven't done a review of the first book, Shatter Me, by the same author. I was low-key actually really shocked to find this out, but here we are. I'm going to be reviewing this book. It's a popular book around the book-ternet, so why not review it here? Here's the thing, I have mixed feelings about the series as a whole. However, my thoughts on this book in specific, Shatter Me, are pretty positive, I guess. I want to review the entire series, like talk about the last two books, so I'm probably not going to talk about the series as a whole in this episode, just this book alone. So, without further ado, let's get into the review. Juliet is a 17-year-old girl with a unique ability that makes her very dangerous, or valuable, depending on how you look at it. Her touch is fatal. That means if you hug her, high-five her, or if she grabs you, you'll die. Just like that, you will die. She was sent to an asylum, place because people thought she was crazy and dangerous. And like the first line of the book says, I've been locked up for 264 days. When the book begins, she is taken with this other boy who enters her room. She's locked in at the beginning of the novel, to the reestablishment, or like the leader of the certain sector of the reestablishment, who have plans to use her as a weapon. However, she has other ideas. Also, throughout this novel, there are struck out lines. Like Juliet herself wrote lines through her words. It's really hard to explain without being able to see it, but a good way to like kind of understand is the cover of the book. The tagline is, my touch is lethal, my touch is power. And my touch is lethal has a line through it, like an actual line through it. I personally didn't mind it and thought it represented the erratic and unstable behavior and thought process of our protagonist. I really liked it. Some people might think it's a little annoying. It just depends on your taste. The author is Taha Ramafi. The book is 329 pages long, and that's not counting the short novella and preview to Unravel Me that is, I think, at the end of most newer copies of Shatter Me. I don't know. It was in my book. The publishing brand is HarperCollins, and this is the beginning of the original Shatter Me trilogy, although now there are 6 books in the series. Even though it was supposed to be a trilogy, the author added 3 more books. So, yay. I rated this a solid 3.5 to 4 stars. I read this in almost one day, and it was a really quick and easy read, but it definitely wasn't perfect. I think I would still recommend it to people to try it out, see if you like the series. You know, if you're in a reading slump or if someone's in a reading slump, I'd say that this book is definitely one that could get you out of it. It's very fast-paced, and the plot is overall pretty interesting. If you're into this kind of stuff, it's a dystopian, you know, there's romance, I don't know, you might like it. Anyways, here are some of my overall thoughts. First off, I really wasn't expecting there to be such a big focus on the romance in this book. Like, it was really talked about. It's a love triangle with, what do you guess, a brooding, mysterious boy with a dark past and a childhood best friend. I can't think of a single love triangle or book where I liked the childhood best friend. Yeah, none. And that's definitely the case in this book. Like, yes, I do enjoy romance, and it's the main reason why I love so many books. It's rarely for the plot. I mean, no, it's true. It's either for characters or the romance. But even in this book, I still wasn't enjoying it as much as I thought I would for the romance. When I first picked up these books, I had very high expectations for the series. Previously, I've heard so many good things about this series and book, and it sounded like something I would really like. I was hoping it would be a 5-star read, like an easy 5-star read, and it would become one of my favorites of all time, you know, but it really wasn't. I will say the fast pacing and writing was quite nice. I know a lot of people didn't like this book because of the writing or, like, those lines in the book, which I totally understand. I'd say if you didn't like the writing in We Were Liars, you're probably not going to like the writing style in this book. I could be wrong. I don't know. But call it a hunch, you're probably not. Overall, hey, it was a fun read. The first book was a hit. Unfortunately, it was better than the rest of the series. The other two. Oof. Juliet Ferres, I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I never know anymore. Our main protagonist. By the way, oh yeah, these are character thoughts. Not gonna lie, and I don't even feel bad saying this at this point. I did not really like Juliet at all. Something about her struck a nerve, and I feel like a lot of choices she made me feel really distant from her. I didn't connect with her or her character, and she felt super bland, nothing special. She didn't stand out compared to other characters I've read about. Maybe I'd like her more, but compared to other characters, even in this book, there are more interesting characters. But isn't that always the case with protagonists? Like, we always like the side characters more than the protagonist. Next, we have Adam Kent, Juliet's other love interest and childhood friend. The only person who treated her like a genuine person instead of like a monster, as many others did. But guess what? I don't like him either. He reminds me so much of a combination of Mal from Shadow and Bone, the trilogy, and Gale from The Hunger Games. That's not a good combo. I don't really like him. I don't know how to describe it. A lot like Juliet, he doesn't have much going on for him except being Juliet's protector and taking care of her. He doesn't have any other personality traits that make him special. I prefer his brother to him so much more. Speaking of his brother, James Kent, Adam's little brother, I think he's like around 8, 9, 10 years old, and he's one of the best characters in this entire series. Him and Kenji, but he's the fun little brother character. Reminds me a lot of Eden from the Legend trilogy. I feel like I would be friends with him if I were a little bit younger, just saying. His friendship with Kenji is so wholesome. Like, Kenji treats him like a brother. I love him so much. Next we have Warner. He's probably the one you're waiting for if you've read this book. He's very popular in this book series. And not gonna lie, he is so much more interesting than the other characters in this book. I know he's definitely not perfect. There are some actions he makes that aren't the best. He's a part of the enemies to lovers part of the love triangle with Juliet, which is one of my favorite romance dynamics, if you didn't know. His relationship with his father is also quite interesting, although it's something we do see often in why dystopians or even fantasies. You know what? I liked him. He did save the series, especially from Juliet and Adam. Kenji. Now, I know I said that Warner was, like, one of the most popular characters in Shatter Me, but I take that back. I feel like Kenji is so well-known, so popular, everybody loves him, and I understand. He's the comic relief character that makes everyone around him feel safe and happy. I genuinely love the friendship between Kenji and Juliet. I think it was really well done, despite it not being in this book, I don't think. No, that didn't unravel me. Okay, it's not really a spoiler, but, like, still. Like I was saying with James, he treats everyone so kindly, and also treats James... Oh my god, wait! That's also kind of a spoiler. Is it? Is that in the first book? Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting everything. Okay, I don't know if that's in the first book. Okay, it's fine. And while reading, I was just like, where is Kenji? I thought he was going to appear in the second book, but no, he appears in the first book. Because I was just so excited to meet him, and I was not disappointed. Time for the spoilers, my favorite scenes, etc. First of all, when it's revealed that 1, when Adam could touch Juliet, and 2, Warner could touch Juliet, I was like, yeah, okay. I see how it is, Tahereh Mafi. Okay, like, of course, the two guys in her love triangle have the ability to touch her when literally no one else in the world can touch her. Of course, it's the two guys in her love triangle. Like, what now? I'm also pretty sure I spoiled this for myself. Or, well, I saw it coming. I think that's thanks to fan art of one of them, like, hugging her. And same with, like, the other one. I don't know, something like that. Even if I didn't spoil it somehow, I would have seen it coming. It's just, it's so perfect that they would both be able to attach her. And it still makes me, like, angry. Not angry. Annoyed to think about. Because, come on. It makes the love triangle even more a love triangle. Does that make sense? I didn't like this plot twist or whatever it was. Yeah, no, I'm still annoyed. Ugh, no. I'm sorry. Anyways, okay, as much as I don't like Juliet, that's not to say her powers aren't super cool. When I try to think of a good example of her powers, it's a scene when she is doing that experiment with, like, that little boy. Try not to touch him when there's, like, lasers. And she gets so angry at Warner that she, like, punches the glass and it shatters. I know, shatter me. Hey. but it's bulletproof. So, like, wow. And then she pinned Warner against the wall. What? Also, the scene when she punches and almost breaks the ground in half. The reasoning was really stupid. I think it was because... Wait, was this in Shatter Me? Oh my god. Was this in I'm mixing all the books up. They just became one big book. I think the first two just became one big book. Wait, was it? Oh my god, wait, was that in Unravel Me? You don't care, right? No, I can say it. When she sees Adam, just in case it is in Unravel Me, it's about Adam. When she punches a hole in the ground, it almost breaks. Almost breaking the Omega Point. Like, and it's underground. This could be a bad thing, because this proves that she's extremely powerful. Maybe too powerful. But at the same time, Juliet isn't the best person at knowing how to control her powers and make them benefit herself. So I guess that doesn't make her that powerful after all. I don't know. But overall, wow. I wish I had those kinds of powers, just saying. I don't know. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of Readability. I really enjoyed doing this review, even though I don't really like this book. It's still fun to talk about it, these characters. And I can't wait to talk about the second book because I didn't like it, but I do like ranting about that book. Because it wasn't the best. It wasn't the best. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed. I'll see you next week with another... Or is it next week? No, this week. Sorry. With another episode, and have a great day. Bye! Keep reading, folks. Bye-bye.